Monday here in the show, and every Monday we call it Hot After Dusk Monday. Why? Because we're bringing you hot news, hot mess, hot music, and sometimes some hot interviews. Today is definitely not going to be short of that at all, because we will be definitely having some hot music, but some hot mess I've definitely been looking for. I've seen this hit me in the face all day in the news, crazy. And of course, as far as on the interview front, we got author playwright of Stephanie D. Singleton will be in the building about 15 minutes, so be on the lookout for that, everyone. And we should be checking in with us. I'm talking to her about her upcoming book, which she is looking to adopt as a play as well. Excuse me, as a short film called The Hair Between My Legs, The Pathway to a Woman's Heart and Soul. And you'll also be digging into her brain as far as her greatest secrets and what it takes to be at your best when it comes to writing. So, yes, cannot wait. And, of course, you know how we do at the end of every show. We give you the recap of scores around the NFL for the week. So, y'all be on the lookout for that. And, you know, because the new time slot back to prime time, we don't have the final score of a Monday Night Football game at the end of the show, but we still give you the current score at that time. So be on the lookout for that. As far as on the news front, everything's been going on, man. Been gearing up. Human Canvas Magazine, we got very, very big, another big issue coming out. The second to last issue of the year, actually. And this is going to be our veterans issue, which is showing love to those who served in our military, and just, you know, they had to go away from their families, go away from their normal day of living. A lot of different stuff that had to they change because they wanted to help the country. And definitely, man, I'll go ahead well ahead of time, go ahead and just say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And for that, I wanted to definitely do something to show love of that. You know, last year for November's issue, we did our thankful issue, and that was pretty good. And this one to keep something going on good. So definitely appreciate all the moms who are involved with this. Also, Willie L. Stewart, who was on the show last Monday, he's writing a piece about PTSD for it. So it's going to be a good issue, man. I'm very excited. Definitely see it happen. Just kind of transform. Now, on the news front, before I get into the hot mess front, because there is some hot mess. Now, this is hot news / hot mess here on this account, and that is, check this out. Just brace yourself. If you got arachnophobia, cover your freaking ears, because, you know, I low-key almost freaked the heck out when I heard this. All right, so, and this is in South Africa. The South American Goliath bird eater, the colossal arachnid, is the largest spider in the world. Repeat that again. The largest spider in the world. This thing can get to the size of a puppy. And that's about 6 ounces. And has about 2-inch fangs, 6 ounces. Y'all letting this all marinate in your head right now, right? Yeah, arachnophobia, freak the heck out. Its legs can reach up to 1 foot. That's for all you metric people, that's 30 centimeters. I don't know what to say, man. That, I don't even like the word spider being brought around me. If it ain't Spider-Man, I don't want to hear about it. And just the fact when I saw it, I heard it, I looked at the news, right, even read it all the way, I was freaked the heck out. When I looked at it, I was like, oh, heck no. So, yes, this guy, and whoever this guy, so the guy took the picture with it, he had his hand, like, kind of by, I'm like, why do you have your hand by it? I don't, if it's poisonous or not, I still wouldn't do that. But give you a little information about that, because I know a lot of y'all are like, what the heck is this going on, man? It's just, wow. And, I mean, the guy who apparently saw it, he thought it was a small mammal, like a possum or a rat when he looked at it. So that you know, that's pretty scary. That's not a game there, man. What I'm trying to find out more so is, you know, is that thing going to stay there? I mean, it needs to stay in the rainforest. I want to let me know what part of the rainforest it's in, because I don't need to go nowhere near it. It's Guyana, apparently, but I'm just not going to that part of Guyana. I'm just not doing it. Not doing it. You know, Guyanese people, y'all got some fine people from that's Guyanese that came to America, but I ain't going nowhere than y'all rainforest. Y'all got this kind of spider lurking around there. I mean, South America, man, y'all, is it me or South America always got the craziest animals, the anaconda? Now they got this thing. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's like all the craziest creatures in the world are down there in South America. It's ridiculous. Oh, man, I'm just freaking out just thinking about it. Let me get out this picture. other news of crazy things going on around the world at the moment. Yes. Ebola, man. We talked about this on last Monday's show. We kind of went into depth thanks to our resident RN on the show. It's just, how could I put it? I'm just, people are just getting out of hand. And one thing I do recommend, and we said this last week, I'm going to keep saying this every week, practice good hygiene. That's one of the combatives you need to do first. Because just so with any type of illness, virus or whatever, wash your hands. Be cognizant of germs around you. Just be on your P's and Q's, man. Be on your P's and Q's, and watch out for some people that's, you know, if they do a bunch of heavy coughing, watch out. Get your shit, you know, just be careful. Just be careful. So, you can't watch out for everything in the world, but you can try to be as prepared as possible. And I recommend that people don't run around here being scared of the situation. Just be mindful. So, there we go. We're going to go ahead and go to our first track of the day, which this is part of another hot mess story. Mama D from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta apparently released a video for this song. It's like this 15 seconds of fame just gets longer and longer and longer and longer. When would it end? All right, so here we go, y'all. Mama D. I deserve to be loved. We'll be right back here, and we'll have my girl Stephanie D. Singleton in the building right to this.
I thought a mother's kind of love was supposed to be from heaven above. The day you left this world, much to my surprise, the love I wanted from you inside, you denied, and you're the reason why I dedicate my life. You came into my life, gave me love from above.
Makes me wanna sing,
doesn't matter what they say, 'cause you stayed. And all that we've been through, your love has brought us through. It doesn't matter what they say, 'cause you stayed. I deserve to be. Recognize that you gave me your love, all the love we shared. I dedicate, appreciate you every way, every day you stay.
Guest of the day, and for this week's Hot After Dusk Monday, she just got, you know, that's crazy. She stepped right into some hot mess in, you know, her first time being here, so it's crazy. All right, so welcome to the show, the beautiful and definitely intelligent Miss Stephanie D. Singleton. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Daddy Jess.
Thank you.
You, no problem, because you deserve to be interviewed.
I know.
I liked it. It was a good song. It was a good intro song. It kind of helped.
You sound like one of the people that be in church that be like, when a person they can't sing, they lead the song and they go, "Won't you be?" Let him use you. Y'all be wrong for that. Y'all be saying let him use you. But y'all know that they be sounding like.
Because they're trying. Mm. You know they're trying.
They're trying, yes. Okay.
You got to motivate them.
We need to motivate them to sit the heck behind. They behind us down somewhere. Because anybody got time for. I ain't got time for that. None. I ain't got time for it.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I love it.
Nobody. So, yeah, we just don't. Oh, my God. So, welcome to the show, by the way. And, you know, definitely a pleasure having you. Kind of let everybody know who doesn't know who you are, you know, or what you do. and how you actually got started and what you do and how you do it.
Wow. Well, if there is anyone who don't know me, I'm Stephanie Singleton. I'm writer, author, and producer, director of this production here, The Hair Between My Legs, A Pathway to a Woman's Heart and Soul. I'm actually a hairstylist. I reside in Southern California, native of Akron, Ohio. So I'm just out here in California making moves, making noise. In a nutshell.
Okay. California knows how to party.
We dreamers.
Okay, so when I first saw the title, what I thought about it, I said the title of the book I saw, The Hair Between My Legs. I just thought of, I was like, whoa, I mean, this is a story about women who, you know, just say, forget it. I'm not putting a razor between there anymore to come shave it off with. And I was like, what is it about? Then, you know, the second part of the thing kind of gets the point, the pathway to a woman's heart and soul. So let us know what exactly, why the title and what is the premise of the book besides, you know, what is kind of a little bit, what is that pathway to a woman's heart and soul? Let me know so I can take notes right now, you know, so I can get wiped up real quick because it's cuffing season.
Ooh, the pathway, we know what the pathway is. That hair, the hair between my legs, of course, is a symbolical title. And it actually is the turning head. It's the one that catches your attention. But like you said, the pathway to a woman's heart and soul is the hook. That's what we're basically talking about. The hair, meaning the doorway. We already know what the hair is there for. So it was a revelation that came to me why women, men, some men, I mean, I got to keep remember to say it's some, it's not everybody, women and men hold on to unhealthy relationships or struggle letting unhealthy relationships go stand in there longer than when the relationship has expired. And I found that it's usually when intimacy has taken place, when the relationship has transitioned from a platonic to an intimate and emotional soul ties have started to happen. And you a marriage, because I found it to be a marriage. I don't know if I'm true or factual, but I heard consummating relationship, intimacy, is when a marriage is formed. And that's when the ties is happening. And a lot of women, men too, but you'll find me saying women a lot because I am a woman. I can only identify with the woman side of you. So I say women because we tend to connect emotionally really hard and really strong, and we give ourselves away. And when we find that it's been taken, which is our heart, we find that we're chasing love, and all we're doing is chasing something we gave away that was precious to us, which is our heart. And when that's gone, we feel empty. We scorned, our soul is empty, and we tend to hold on, keep chasing a person because we know who stole it. We know who actually did it. As if you have any other type of possession and you know who did it, you're going to call them. You're going to ring their phone and find their Facebook account and call them. You know what I'm saying? Stretch their cars up. And why not? Because you know who stole something from you. Because, you know, it's you feel violated. So that's what we misinterpret love and pain, and we tend to chase and try to get back what was stolen from us. So that pathway, usually when that intimacy takes place, that's when all the emotions get all stirred up, and it's hard to, you know, let that go.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what a lot of people have to be careful, because it's two things you say that I agree with so much. One, you said earlier in the conversation about people holding on to people they don't need to hold on to. And I say this all the time. A lot of times some people are just like job positions. I know people hate to hear this phrase, but it is what it is. Yeah. So many people are letting too many seasonal people have full-time positions, and they wonder why they can't get the job done.
Absolutely. And
you know, because you know, like when you go to Walmart, them seasonal people at Walmart, you know, they good for helping during the holidays, but after the holidays, y'all gotta go.
Yes, people come and feel like
season,
reason, lifetime. Yes, and you have to identify what that person's purpose is in your life.
Now, as far as with your personal, I mean, as far as connecting to your personal life, You know, what was one of the biggest instances in your life that kind of, you know, might be embodied into this story as well? Because, of course, you know, a lot of times when you have a lot of extra teeth or something, you've lived through that as well. So, well, what was kind of one of the big turning points that, you know, that's lingered in your mind for so long that kind of led to this as well?
Well, first of all, let me introduce my character, because I'm trying to pull away from being that. I love to go into mentoring and being that expert, like trying to help people. But I'm trying to stick to the author side because I can go deep. So pull me if I go too deep. But yes, I can identify.
Oh, yeah.
I want to come back and just be author. It's a fictional story, so I want to stick to that. But yet, I can identify. I'll just say this: I can identify with my main character, which you will see on the cover, Maya. That's Maya Evans. I can identify with her. And for me to be able to write this story, I had to relate to her. But she's not my story. She's a collaboration of a lot of women. I am a hairstylist, so I talk to a lot of women, so it's not original material or anything. It's just that I was intrigued by why we tend to hold on, and I've done it. So that's why I said I was writing it. It was a way to heal me as well. It helped me out, and hopefully it was an idea to put a story in the book to help many other women who struggle with relationships, unhealthy relationships. So I can definitely identify with this young lady and her story. But however,
and also
let me clear this up. She has circumstances, but if you notice this lady, she looks strong on the outside. So, and she's a survivor. I just want to let you guys know that this woman is a survivor. She's going to have obstacles because she represents me. She's going to be a survivor of her circumstances. Okay. I had to get that out. She's not a weak woman.
No, that's fine.
Yes.
I want to clarify too. You know, just kind of get your take, Gordon. Do you think that is a lot of the reason why people are also thinking this way is because the media, everything around you that we see on TV, you're hearing the music, is always leading to casual relationships? You know, do you think that's part of that's the main problem why we continuously have this? Because I mean, every time you turn on, there's somebody talking about
sex, you baby,
all them type of songs. You come on the radio, you got to hear that.
Some different
variation of it.
I agree to a certain degree because it influenced relationships positive and negatively. Of course, a lot of negative, but yet I believe childhood upbringing. I believe that plays a good part of this decision making. And it's not always a bad thing. And another thing I would like to speak on, Maya, I like to speak to the character and her purpose, is a lot of people think because women, men too, again, hold on to these type of relationships is because they have daddy issues or some type of need. They have some need from a man, but that's not the case with this young lady. This young lady comes from a two-parent home. You know, but yet she's seen a healthy relationship and she strives to have that. So holding on to a healthy relationship was trying to get what she was brought up on. So that's where, you know, we do a twist there.
You know, this book is sounding more and more interesting because a lot of times when it's the stories of, you know, a woman going through so much and whatever, it's always the same cookie cutter stuff, that there was only one parent in the household, or somebody beat the mom, or the mom was strung out on drugs or whatever. It's good to see that people are acknowledging that people can come from good backgrounds and still things just don't, they either because of their own fault, they don't want to allow something to happen, or because of themselves. So it's good to see there's a story that's about that, because I mean, there's certain playwriters, I ain't gonna say no names, but every time you look at a movie that they got based off their books or based off a play, it's always the same, you know, male bashing. Hey, this what? It's good to see somebody approach it a different way.
And another approach that I've taken is this book doesn't just focus on negative or just positive intimate relationships. We're talking about, I have family dynamics in there. You'll see a strong family. She has a great family behind her, and I bring entertainment with that as well. She has a great foundation of friends that you'll get a chance to meet some of the characters. So it's not just talking about this man, this woman. But this woman, she's going to go through. She has a source and a reputation. You know, she has a strong background behind her that's going to get her through and just have a regular life and have fun. So if my readers can't identify with Maya, because Maya is not everybody's issue. That's not everybody's issue. But they may have issues with family and bonding. I introduce that, friendship. So we talk about different dynamics of relationships and just intimate, scorned woman. So she's not the whole issue in this book. But she goes through things and deal with these other relationships to get to a better relationship. And it could be just with her. I'll just say that. The relationship could just be with herself. So I don't want to tell.
I mean, this book is just, I mean, it's sounding like a good book because, I mean, like I said, it's just good. I mean, because a lot of times I want to get behind some people, but their books are the same. I mean, I'm not just saying this because y'all have been my guests, but between this week and last week, I've heard completely different stories, and mm-hmm. that is good. You know, a lot of times it's not that people don't want to read. It's just, am I going to keep getting, when I go reading, am I going to keep getting the same exact book or same exact story? And it's y'all taking completely different angles and stuff. And this, wow, I'm blown away. I mean, I'm excited. People know me. Like, last month was, I mean, if you're an avid reader, you know last month was National Literacy Month. And, oh, my God, I get so amped about that every year because I do Literacy Fest every year. And I push that. Like crazy, and man, I wish that would have had these books in the play then, because people need to hear. I think that's why some people don't read. I think some people want to read, but they don't want to keep getting the same content all the time. Mm-hmm. And this, yeah. Oh man, I can't.
Well, I
don't
can
worry. And put this out there. She not paying me extra to say this. I truly feel this way.
Okay, send me the invoice. But I hope my readers are, you know, and followers and supporters are just as excited as I am about the book. I enjoyed writing it. I had a lot of fun. I laughed. I mean, it brought all kind of emotions, so it wasn't just a straight read for myself, or write, I'll say that. I was able to laugh because the book is thought-provoking. It's suspenseful. It's just a compact of entertainment. You know, you won't just feel it's not just dark, let's just say that. It's just not a dark book. So it'll grab every type of emotion there is within this book. So
well,
I just hope they
know. Now, as far as the author side, you know, who were some of the people when you were younger and just first starting to get into doing writing and whatnot, who were some of those people that kind of influenced you to become one yourself?
Well, recently, this is my sophomore book, and it just started, and it was branched off of playwriting. So it was the playwriting first, and that was, of course, the David Talberts and the Michael Matthews, of course, Tyler Perry, but it was before then. And then from there, when I got into transition into the book writing, it was pretty much Perry McMillan. And it was D.D. Moore, those authors.
That's crazy because we had, like my first year of the show, we had Terry McMillan's ex-husband on the show.
Oh, really?
That was an interesting show. So, yes.
Yeah,
so,
like
of course,
style.
The one that Stella Guy Gruber was pretty, yeah.
Yeah, I like her style. I like her style of writing. Mm-hmm. It's clear.
That was actually a positive book, too.
Which one is that, Stella?
Yes, because, I mean, yeah, Stella, I like Stella was, you know, it was still a drama, but it was, the story was more so positive, more than the cookie cutter drama. So I like that one. I mean, of course, people to come are probably going to find ways to rewrite it in some kind of way. But hey, as they say, there's nothing new under the sun.
Right.
All right, well, we're going to go to another quick song break. When we come back, we're going to chop it up some more. We're going to get into my favorite segment I call the crazy behind questions of the day. So we're going to ask you some crazy questions when we get back. It's to kind of have a little fun with you as well.
Perfect.
All right. So we'll be back. And I'm going to go into, I'm going to play a little song. I think this is a setup, perfect setup for the book right here. This is Key Harper, and this is Quiet Time. This is kind of like what I was talking about, the songs that are soothing, but, you know, they don't come right out the back and say, girl, let me bust it and do all that. So
right.
Here we go.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
You know, I want to make love to you with your clothes on. Is that all right?
That's all right.
You see, baby, I want to spend some quality, quiet time with you.
Is that right?
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. You're feeling kind of worn down, baby, Let me take you higher. We'll lock all the doors, baby, and throw away the key. I want to spend a little quiet time, you and me.
You let him know, man. He said he want to make love to you with your clothes on.
Oh, my God. That's
all right,
the baby. That's this book.
I told you.
That's why we got
picky issues
today, because it sounds like that.
Oh, man. Mm-mm-mm.
Fatty J, let me ask a question. Can I ask a question? Do I have any
questions? Go ahead. Yes, you do, actually. I got one from the 330. Press 1 if you want to speak. I want to bring you on. Y'all be trying to kill me when I bring y'all on. Y'all having permission first. You'll be like, don't bring me on. I ain't want to talk. If you want
to
call in, you want
to
call in, press 34. Go to 347. 347-202-0389. Press 1 so I know that you want to speak. That way y'all won't cuss me out when I open your line. Just know. So, yes.
Come on, y'all talk to
me. So, y'all let that be known again. So, yeah, because it was one listening. They hung up. So, I think they were calling back in because they hung up during the music break. So, they probably calling right back in. All right.
Okay,
so, while we wait for that.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, again, y'all can call in. We'll let you talk and say what you want to say. All right. So, here we go. Crazy behind questions of the day. So, just wherever crazy stuff comes to mind, I say.
Okay.
All right. So, first crazy thing. What is the worst way a man has ever approached you?
The worst. Ooh.
Yes.
Oh.
The worst. I know.
I can't think of anything right off the top of my head. I can't think. Oh, the worst. I can't think of anything. That's terrible. I can't think of the worst. I've never been.
Oh, you can't hear the worst.
The worst. It's just more so lying.
Like,
hey,
what's
just
up, baby?
What's
up, baby?
Lines.
What's shaking over in your tree?
Yeah, and I get it all the time. So it's like, pass.
She passed that one. All right, next question. Oh, you must have had like a really, really bad one, and that person was probably listening to the show. That's why you didn't want to say it. That's crazy.
Probably so. And I got a list of them. They all in the same group. Yeah, and it's probably personal. They like, I did that. That was me.
Mind the book. You know, better not be in the book. No, that's
exactly.
Be the whole
I'll
thing
then. I put a disclaimer on the book so no one can say it's them. It's a collaboration.
Collaboration. If people who came in and got their hair did, you know, it's collaboration.
Yeah,
of their
yourself,
stories. There you go.
If you find yourself in there, it's you. But it's no individual. It's no certain individual. I'm ready for the next question.
All right. Speaking of hot mess, speaking of hot mess in hair, what is the worst condition someone has came in your shop, hair-wise? What is the worst hair you've seen? And how did you, you know, bring it back to life? Because I've heard some hair horror stories.
Oh. Well, that's easy. That's pretty easy because I specialize in hair weaving and extension. So I've had someone come in with a strand of hair, and I had to figure out how to make a braid, a whole head of hair, on hair that was bald. It was done.
Now, what do you mean like it was like one braid, like let me think of somebody, like it was like alfalfa, but it wasn't no hair around the little thing, okay, like that, or was it more
the deacon in the church, you know, the deacon in the church that has Sherman Hemsley or so, that has like the center open.
Oh, you talking about like, oh, you're talking more so like Damon Wayans when he used to do Hate It.
Absolutely.
Like that, it was like.
Absolutely, yes. That's it.
Oh, man. So
how
did you make that work? How did you bring it back to life?
Well, that's what I do, but I love that type of I love that. That's art for me because I know it challenges me. When I create it, that's like the most rewarding. When you know you, and then you change people's lives like that, that's the most rewarding. So I'm like, bring it. If you got, I tell my wife, if you got three strands of hair, that's all I need. I put it on. You could be whoever you want to be. Who you just tell me who you want to be. Let's not talk about the issue.
You take them from looking like Rugrats to looking like how you doing?
You probably dated a few. I'm telling you, this is what we do. This is what happens.
Oh,
it's
no,
mess.
Don't tell me that. No,
don't
tell me that.
That's why when I do hair weaving, I keep it private. It's a private service. No one needs to see this. And, you know, even the man, no, don't come see this. You're not supposed to see this. You just see the end result. Because you would be turned off had you see what really goes on underneath the weave. I'm a victim. I can say I'm not gonna point fingers. I'm one of the ones as well. It's hard. Thank God for Yeah. But the outcome, I'm not gonna play with you today.
I am not gonna play with you.
Forgive me, weave and wig wearers out there. But that is the truth.
All right, so. Next question for you is, if you had to pick three places in the world to go to that you could spend a week in each, where would you go and why?
Hawaii, Jamaica, and Bahamas. Probably some other places.
And why would you go to each of those spots?
I would go there because just from the visuals, I would say just serene, just peace. It's just my characteristics of who I am, and I just love the environment, the visual environment. I haven't been there. So that's where I would actually go.
Okay.
The stories I've heard intrigue me.
Oh, just so you have one of those umbrella drinks?
Oh, all of that. All the get my groove back, and yes, the waiting to exhale moments and all that will take place.
Uh-oh.
It just seems like a place to be free. It just seems like places that I would go, I'm able to be free.
See, y'all, this is why y'all couldn't life of the dust, because y'all hear stuff like this.
Yeah, my voice turns soft. I just feel free.
That's how you know that she felt like you was there, because you all of a sudden, like you said, your whole entire voice went, yes. You like?
I
yeah.
forgot I was on the call. Okay.
I just feel free. We're freaking out, man. This is why people love listening to the show. You never know. Because you never know. I guess you might have heard somewhere else before. They come here and it's like, man, I never. All right, so I'm gonna check these calls just because you know.
Okay.
That's how it's supposed to be. A lot of people don't do. That's what a lot of people mess up at. They just kind of make it to where it just let me ask you some questions. All right, they're like the guy from Clear Eyes commercial. All right, my first question is going to be, how did you get off the street? And then the next question is going to be. It's like, come on now, like get some excitement.
Right.
Oh, man. All right, I'm going to check. All right, callers, I'm coming to check you. So don't kill me. I'm calling from the 330. Who is it? Who it is.
Who it
and
is?
What do you have to say?
Who it is?
They laughing. They said they can't even talk
to
you right now.
That's my home. That's my
home.
I represent.
He was laughing so hard. He's like, oh, my God. What? They over here acting the fool.
No, 330 can't be shy. We not shy. We can't be shy. Give me the phone. Uh-oh. I know who that is.
okay. Who was this for the 330? Acting shy. They just laughing. Ah, you Okay, we're going to come back to them because they be in shower now. We'll be back to you.
Oh,
hold on.
No.
All right. All right, 513.
513.
Are you on the air? What's up? 513.
So nobody's talking to
all
me.
All right. They,
at least I know that they're
there. They
being
scared.
They're there.
They're being scared. Like, I'm scared. They over here talking crazy. I'm not that crazy
them.
Now. Don't get that there. I ain't that crazy now, people. All right, so you know, kind of give us like a 30-second commercial of why we should support you in your book, "The Hair Between My Legs: The Pathway to a Woman's Heart and Soul."
Well, I'm more so getting, I want support of the story. Of course, you're going to be supporting me, but supporting the book and the purpose and what they're hearing about, if they have someone that is struggling with relationships, someone in their family, a friendship circle, whatnot, I think it's just a good book to bring to their attention and support their family, you know, rather a friend who's ever struggling and not really focus on me. I've already put the focus on myself, but I did this to help some other person. So I just hope that the other people who are reading the book get the same message that I received from it by writing it.
Okay. Okay, now 513 press 1, so I guess they're ready to chime in. All right, 513, what's up?
Hello, this is Heather.
Heather,
how are you?
Heather, one of my backbones, my supporters, my one that keeps me straight and grounded.
I just wanted to say I'm super proud of you. Keep up the good work, and I'm ready to read the book.
Thank you, Heather. I appreciate all that you've done.
Thank you for calling in.
Yes. Heather, I got a question for you. Is Stephanie one of those people with the three strands of hair that she was talking about?
You know what? I have no idea.
And you know why she don't know? I don't think anybody knows. That's the thing. Don't nobody know.
It's okay.
Oh Lord, it's like counting how many licks it takes to get to the center of the Tootsie Roll Pop. A what? A two? A
lick.
Three?
Better get the licking. I don't think it's crazy. Get the licking. Better lick that lollipop.
Oh Lord, okay. Well, Miss Heather, we appreciate you for calling in. We're going to see now all these up. Now see Heather. She set the tone. She said, "I'm let them know I'm about it. Let all these other people know you ain't got to be scared." So we're going to check to see what else got to say. And Heather, we appreciate you for calling in.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
All right. We got a caller from the – it's two calls to 330, so I'm going to open this first line.
Okay.
First number 7. Who we got?
Hello?
330.
Hello?
Hello. What's up? What's up?
What's up? What's up? Howdy. This is Karen Singleton.
Hey.
Woo! Hey! Oh, so she can probably answer that question now.
Yes. Oh, you guys just don't have only two strands of hair.
I might as well hang up now.
And the call is the call is not attractive. It's yo, baby, from the men. We don't like that. Yo, baby, what's up? No, that's not cool.
You was wanting me to answer that question. You've been wanting to answer it.
I was over here like, come on, you know the answer. Oh, but I just called in. I just wanted to toast up that I'm proud of her. As far as the book and everything, I cannot wait until the book comes out so I can read it. I hear about it. I always hear about all of her books before, all of her plays before. But I just can't wait. I'm sitting here anticipating the final product.
Thank you.
All right. Any questions for me?
All right, I want to pass you. I want to pat you in the back, too, because, you know, it's always good to see family supporting family. Mm-hmm. And I just want to pat you in the back for that, because when a family member supports another family member, it makes them that much stronger in their career. So, big ups to you for doing that.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, she's this one right here. She's bigger than family. Like, this is my sister, my oldest sister, or my oldest sister. I was gonna say only, it's not. But yet, this is my ground zero. She's seen it start from the beginning and all the way through. So that's my motivator there.
Yep, I try to motivate, and she does the same thing for me.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna hold you guys. I just want to tell Steph I'm proud of you. You know me. I this past my bedtime.
Okay, thank you for staying up.
All right, love ya. Y'all having too much fun.
Appreciate
over there.
You.
All right, thank you. Take care.
I'll try.
All right, good night.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Man, they was... I was crying, man. Oh, my God.
No, because I was about to go first. I was going in. I was about to go in.
Oh, my God. Wow. That was,
yeah.
I mean, I'm glad we did get those calls, because those were, when you get calls, that's the kind of stuff you want to hear.
And
it's, that's a good look. Especially with a family, if a family member is one of them.
Yeah.
That's a good look.
Really if nobody else, your family, your ground zero.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I tell the people all the time, like, my biggest reason for why I succeed in a lot of stuff I do is because my family are such big backbones behind all the stuff I do. So
mm-hmm.
I just always feel so sorry for people whose family don't support what they trying to accomplish. And it's a hard, it's that much harder when they don't. So it's a good look to hear that.
It really is. It's a good feeling. It is a real good feeling. It's nothing like seeing your family in the crowd.
All right. Yes, Blake. Oh, my God. My God. Won't he do it?
He'll do
it. Oh, Lord. Now, so before I get ready to close out here in a bit, first I'm obligated every week to give scores around the NFL. So I will do that. I'm going to try to do as quick as I can, as I usually do. Usually get done by a minute and a half. Can I do it again? We'll see. All right, so first game of this crazy football weekend, another one. The New York Jets barely lost against the Patriots 25-27. The Ravens 29-7. They blew out the freaking Falcons. Minnesota lost 16-17 against the Bills. The Dolphins embarrassed the Bears at home 27-14. Detroit found some way to win against the Saints 24-23. 38-17 was the Packers-Panthers game. The Colts even let the Bengals score. It was 27-0. Oh, my God, 27-0. That's crazy. Colts, y'all got to do better. I mean, Bengals, Lord. The Jaguars, 24-6. The Rams, how the heck did the Rams beat the Seahawks? I'm still trying to figure that out. 28-26, 19-17, Redskins at Titans, 23-20, Chiefs versus Chargers. My Dallas Cowboys, 31-21 at Giants. The Cardinals, 24-13 against the Raiders. Denver, 42-17 against San Francisco. And then the game that's still going on at this moment is the Steelers versus the Texans. 24-16. So those are all the scores around the NFL for this crazy week. Another one, week 7 of the NFL. And before we go out, who would you like to shout out before we go out and, you know, go back into the world and act crazy?
Is that for me? Is that question for me?
Yeah. Oh, yes, it is, man. Excuse me.
You said a shout out?
Yes. Who you would like to shout out before we get ready to close out?
Definitely want to shout out to my mom, who's sleeping, who should have been on the phone tonight. And again, just to my family and friends, so she don't hear the shout, but sure to get to her. And just my family and friends, those who support those who want to support, desire, and don't. I just thank God for everybody. And I want to give my website out before I go so they can find out when the book will release.
Oh,
we're looking January the 1st, 2015. I thought it would be appropriate after the holiday when people are trying to get their lives together and releasing that unhealthy relationships. It's www.stephaniedsingleton.com. Very easy to remember. www.stephaniedsingleton.com. You'll find out about the short film that will be released as well in collaboration of this book and all the other things that I have coming up, which I'll be working on my first children's book as well, mentoring children through books. So I'm excited about 2015.
Oh, that's great. Well, again, I'm excited to have had you on the show today. It was definitely a pleasure. And, you know, continue to grow. It's always great to see fellow black people making some moves and just being positive, even through their success. So definitely a blessing having you.
Thank you for having me, and I enjoyed the show, and I enjoyed the opportunity and being on your site, Just Spot. So thank you for adding me on to that as well.
Oh, no problem. Again, I appreciate you, and I can't wait for the book. It's going to be crazy.
I'll keep you posted.
All right, so everyone, if y'all miss any parts of the show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, that's CEDDY, letter J. All the shows are posted there, and today's show is entitled How to Dust Monday, author, playwright, Stephanie D. Singleton. You can find it on iTunes as well, for free. Yes, right, for free. Type in Dust Spot Radio Network, and it will allow you to listen to the show. It's on the TuneIn Radio app as well as the Beyond Pod app. And, of course, you can listen to it on DustSpot.com. All right. So, again, Stephanie, appreciate you. And we're about to roll on that one, reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way.
Right.
Y'all tune to the episode of Life at Dusk Live with your boy, Setty J, and the beautiful and so intelligent Stephanie D. Singleton. We out
Woo!
This building. Peace.
Love it.